Okay, the Honorable Mr. Weir will conduct a hearing, he will serve as the lead.
William King, sir, can you hear me out?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're briefly here, we're going to be getting to see this afternoon, reference to your committee supervision revocation. Could you state your full name and your DOC number, please?
Yes, Tobias Todd Zertucci, 072918.
Thank you, sir. That's Mr. Zertucci?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to introduce the board members that have been up here hearing at this time. And the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable C.T. Wright, and my name, and by the way, is our full chairman. My name is David Gill, I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the court office today. Prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification from the vice mayor of the hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Again, I inform you that you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a life of attorney at your own expense. If you have an attorney, sir, you represent yourself today.
Well, I'm representing myself.
All right, this time I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Westby, you know, you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of health and God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
You're going to be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we'll determine if the termination of the community supervision has been violated. And then in phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So what I'm going to do in phase one, sir, is I'm going to read the three allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. All right, so allegation number one is a violation of oral condition of supervision number seven as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about June 27, 2018 for the task LCMS lab report dated July 6, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
Okay, allegation number two, violation of oral condition of supervision number seven is demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about July 5th, 2018, for the task LCMS lab reported dated July 17th, 2018. Is that one true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
Allegation number three is violation of oral condition of supervision number four is demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse relapse treatment on or about July 6, 2018, as directed. That's true or false, sir?
That's true, sir, but I believe that one was a misunderstanding.
Okay, well, we'll discuss the further in phase two, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so at this time, based on the admissions of Mr. Zertucci, I'm going to find a ruling who has a matter of internal condition of supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in full ways for recovery.
Second, agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. McGrath, and agreed by Mr. Johnson. Okay, so we're moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give some background information. So I'll stay on the phone and I'll be right back to you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Westby.
On February 14, 2018, Mr. Zertucci was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on July 17, 2018 by ABC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on July 18, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of February 14, 2019, 0 scon days. Current conviction, 2011, dangerous drug violation, 7.5 years. Prior convictions, 1989, criminal damage, 4 months, 1989, dangerous drug violation, 2 counts, count 1, 1.5 years, count 2, 2 years, 1993, criminal trespass, first degree, 1.5 years, 1993, aggravated assault, 1.5 years, 1993, criminal trespass, first degree, 1.5 years, 2008, theft, 1 year. This is his sixth term in DOC, CUI score 2-1, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no living information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1990, temporary release completion, 7 months. 1991, 1995, temporary release completion, 8 months. 2009, TIS release of Sconder, 71 days, reached COCD in custody. Misdisciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest. 1989, criminal damage, Arizona. Felony conviction, probation. 1989, drug paraphernalia, Arizona. Disposition unknown. 1992, trespassing, Arizona. Disposition unknown. 1997, DUI, Arizona. Misdemeanor conviction, probation. This community will score as a G1B3.
Thanks, sir. Mr. Vertucci, we're going to do a summary of your case in division. So it seems that on October 11, 2017, that your SRP employees obtained consent for you to reside at 812 Battleback Lane, Lot B in Payson, and that was written down in June.
Yes, sir.
You remained there at proof residence until you were taken back into custody. So you didn't stay anywhere else then, right?
No, sir.
Okay. And it looks like you were working for Golden Bear Builders?
Yes, sir. Among other homeowners in town also.
Okay. What is Golden Bear Builders? They build houses or?
Yes, sir. They're a custom home building company.
The reason I ask that, they're the Golden Bear Company that builds bears.
Oh, okay. They build homes.
Yeah. Yeah, they build bear teddy bears for kids. Okay, so when you were released, you were referred to the Southwest Behavioral Health to receive an evaluation for substance use treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And for Southwest, you completed your assessment and drafted, and when we got a program right now, well, congratulations on that, sir. There's a lot of people that started those programs and they finish them.
Right.
You think the program did you any good?
Well, sure, it had to, yeah.
Okay, well, some people would be surprised if the number of people say, no, I don't think so. But it's always good to hear the program that is good and seems to be helping people.
Yes, it definitely wasn't a negative.
All right. Let's see. So it says that you referred back to Southwest Behavioral Health on July 5th. Was it having some problems?
That was a result of one of the dirty drug tests, and my parole officer referred me back to there. I was still in contact with them. I wasn't totally out of contact with them. I forget exactly how often I was in contact with him, but I wasn't totally out from under them completely. But he referred me back to them as a result of one of the drug tests. And earlier when I said that, I thought that that violation was a result of a misunderstanding, so was because I believed that parole officer Lister, the last time I saw him, he told me that my next visit with him would be on 8/8/18, which is August 8th, and I was under the impression that by the time I had my next visit with him, then I had to be fully enrolled with them. And I was, as it says there on the warrant, I did contact them, but I just hadn't been completely enrolled in the new whatever it was.
Well, you didn't sort enrolled.
Yeah, I wasn't yet, but I was under the impression that I had until my next visit with him to have that completed. It was a misunderstanding, sir.
Okay, well, the warrant doesn't indicate that they thought you were absconding or anything. Even when it's talking about that he made several attempts to call him back and, get things straightened out on that, so he returned to Southwest, they still not indicating that, that you were avoiding him.
Right.
It says you were assigned to a task appeal's discretion, which is, that's also a good indication, because most people are going out there and they're assigned to the public program, and it's a totally random drops based on the task system. So when it's up to the discretion of PO, they usually means that they're trusting you, but that would be a good one. So I said, I'm going to visit you, there's one negative saliva during screening, and then two positives for methamphetamine, and that's when you were, those were ones that maybe you sent back to Southwest, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me see if my phone number has any questions at this time. Just a minute, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Westby, do you have some more information?
Yes, there's a call note here from Officer Clemens that's dated July 17th. I didn't see this information in the warrant, but this was regarding his arrest, and probably why this warrant was initiated. It says that an offender reported the Snowflake Parole Office is directed. The offender reported with a negative attitude and expressed that he was very angry about having to report. Offender kept blaming his officer for having to be in the Snowflake office and missing work. This officer continuously had to inform the offender that he was at the Snowflake Parole Office for a staffing due to his drug use and behavior and for his failure to program. When asking the offender about his drug use, he outright said he does not have a problem using methamphetamine and he has not used any methamphetamine since his first drug test. But then later on during our conversation, the offender stated that he does not see methamphetamine as a problem. He tried to justify that everyone is using methamphetamine and he plans on using methamphetamine for the rest of his life. I then tried to discuss with the offender that the levels have increased and that there is no way for this to happen unless he is actively using methamphetamine. The offender was then questioned about why he has failed to comply with enrolling into Southwest Behavioral Health for substance abuse treatment. The offender stated he attempted to contact them and was waiting for a call back. However, later in the conversation, the offender expressed that programming will not help him and was a waste of his time. While the offender was waiting to be transported by Snowflake Police Department, this officer continued to try to talk to the offender, attempting to get him to own his behavior and seek a plan to work toward his recovery. The offender at one time made an attempt to do this. He called this officer and Senior Parole Officer Clemens, quote, fucking idiots, and said that we have no reason to be doing this. The offender was taken into custody by Snowflake Police and transported to the jail.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Johnson, you have a question?
Sir, the Southwest Behavioral Health said that you did make an attempt to call them and that they tried to return your call on July 6th, July 9th, and July 12th with no response from you, sir.
I must have missed those calls if they came through. And again, it was my understanding that I had until my next visit with Mr. Lister on August 8th to have that completely accomplished. That's why I believe it was just a misunderstanding. However, it's true, we have not set up the drug screening with them yet.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Any questions, Doctor?
No, sir.
Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing, and in a couple of moments, the board will be able to discuss and make a determination. But before we do that, we might give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think may be pertinent to our decision, but we ask that you don't cover all the information that we've already covered.
Okay. I'd just like to say that I know that I can do better than what I did, and it's a shame that I'm here while my mother needs me. I was paying her mortgage for her, and that I feel really bad about. It's my fault, and I should have done anything to jeopardize my future and being away from her. She needs me. She's at an age now where it's very important for her to have a man around to help out and that. So I knew that I could do better than what I just did. I guess that's all I have to say. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, sir. Okay, we're going to go into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves, and I think we're addressing you, but we won't be. So we ask you to remain silent, but stay on the phone. You can hear the entire conversation, and once we've made a decision, I'll be back with you. Okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
All right, the board is now in discussion. And Mr. Zertucci is interesting, it's an interesting situation, and I can understand where that last, the behavioral health might have been an issue of misunderstanding, but clearly, Ms. Meth and the brother went on the second test, so it was not normal for a person that has quit using to have rising levels instead of dropping levels. But based on the entirety of this, I don't see Mr. Zertucci as a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I don't know the rest of my fellow board members if there's any discussion.
Great.
All right, so based on all the information, number 2018W2057, Mr. Zertucci's testimony and all information from the Department of Corrections, I would find or move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Zertucci as he would link with violated terms of additional supervision and have an actual backlash in the criminal ways for company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself. Second by Mr. Johnson, and we're not after right. Okay, Mr. Zertucci, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. Hopefully, you can rest your time incarcerated there, work with like the NA program, AA program, some of that 12 stuff, and make yourself a good plan for how you control your drug use when you're down, because I'm pretty certain if you don't control it, you're going to get back in orange shirts in the Department of Corrections again. And you really don't want to see you here anymore. So we wish you the best of luck. And you understand that, sir?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay. You are scheduled to be released on about February 14th, 2019, Valentine's Day. So that might have a celebration that day. Yeah, but you are scheduled to be released then. It is about 4 or 5 months away, but it's not really that long of a period of time compared to the sentence you've already served. So we do wish you the best of luck. This one you're hearing, and would you please put the CO3 back in the hall?
Yes, sir. Okay, CO3, this is where you're here.